It's a soggy spring morning when I meet the Humphreys family. Josh is a veteran. He's married and has two kids, a son, Ethan, and a daughter, Lauren, who stands next to him as they look out onto their backyard.
You want to grow a garden? Mm-hmm. Yeah? You want to grow some fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, jump all the way in the gate and eat it.
What if the deer jump all the way in the gate and eat it? Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to bring fence out, too, and put up fence.
Josh lost his job in January. He worked in security at a Ford plant near Cincinnati. He used to make over $60,000 a year while his wife Ashley raised their kids. Now, he knows he has unemployment money until the summer, but he's worried about how to make ends meet until he can find work again.
The nature of it is, with the jobs that I apply for, I'm either not qualified or they don't pay near what I was making, so I actually make more off unemployment. I kind of felt bad because I used to always talk bad about those guys, you know, living off the system, but right now there's nothing.
So when he heard about the Grow Food, Grow Hope program, Josh sent in an application. He saw this as not only a way to save some money and feed his family healthy food, it was also a way to take control of his life and regain some self-esteem.
Yeah, definitely strawberries. We like corn a lot and green beans and potatoes.
The backyard garden project, we want it to be a little more individualized.
Eric Gwinden is helping the Humphreys family get started.
We've had some awesome seed donations, so we have a big bank of seeds. So we'll provide you with a list and help you kind of pick and choose and plan your garden.
Grow Food, Grow Hope is providing the Humphreys with everything they need to build a raised bed. This produce will help cut nearly $100 a month from the family's grocery bill. And that helps Eric feel like he's making a difference.
It inspires me. It makes you thankful, and it makes you, reaffirms the reasoning that you're here.
The Grow Food, Grow Hope program is building individual gardens for other families like the Humphreys. But it's also in charge of a large community garden with 40 plots for other families in need. And it's involved in donating produce to local food pantries. There are 9 AmeriCorps volunteers in total, and a project this complex needs someone to get the word out so more people can take advantage of it.
For me personally, as I started to realize that the job market isn't so hot for journalists right out of college.
John Cropper was a journalism major at Ohio State University and now does PR for Grow Food, Grow Hope. He never thought he'd find a career doing what he loved in Wilmington.
So often people think of moving back home as, you know, that's a stigma for, you know, you failed. You can't make it out somewhere else, so you have to come back, and that's like your comfort zone. I don't know. I don't think that's the case at all.
John takes care of things like press releases. He updates the web and takes photos of Grow Food, Grow Hope initiatives, like the farmer's market. And running a farmer's market full-time takes someone like 26-year-old Desi Buchanan.
When I first started, I didn't think we were going to have a winter market. I thought, no way, not at all. And then I don't know if it's my age or what, but I was like, oh, why not? Let's try it.
We'll follow Desi tomorrow as she helps connect farmers to their community. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.